Back in November 2015, we took Flo to hospital, to A&E, because we noticed she really wasn't going to the loo. She was constipated. Later in the day, I mean, my wife was there virtually all day. It was established that there was a mass in her abdomen through, I think it was an ultrasound scan. We went on to the Marsden for tests and other scans, and it was diagnosed December 2nd, 2015 with stage 4 neuroblastoma, which is obviously the worst stage to have, unfortunately. We had 10 rounds of chemo, then surgery. Surgery removed 80% of the tumour, and they were hoping, obviously, then the heavy dose chemo and radiotherapy would then mop up and kill the rest of the tumour that was there. All things going to plan. Had a great summer. She was really well. But a routine scan in November when we were going through immunotherapy unfortunately showed up that the tumour had started regrowing, which was devastating. We sort of picked ourselves up and started chemo again. But over Christmas, we noticed some blood in her stomach, and it was found out about a week ago through another scan that the tumour is impacting the stomach and causing it to bleed internally a bit. It's not a lot, and in fact, they are using drugs to try and clot the blood so it's not as bad. Because she improved last week, we started a different chemo to obviously try and reduce the tumour and then have the tumour removed. But, you know, it is an uphill struggle. Well, last week we were told there was nothing they could do. We were going to have to watch her finish the rest of her life when, you know, let the cancer take over. But I'm glad to say, you know, she did improve Thursday and Friday, and we had a meeting with the doctors on the Friday night, and they said they were happy to start chemo, a different chemo, and we're just hoping and praying that this round of chemo is doing its job to shrink the tumour so that it can then be removed. I mean, the British surgeon, we had a meeting with him yesterday, and he's explained why it can't be removed. It's got to be reduced. But we hear very good stories about this surgeon in America. He's seemed to perform surgery that couldn't be dealt with here. But we have got to see the tumour reduced before that surgery can take place. It's really humbling to see how many people want to help. It really is. It's just, I suppose, taken our mind off what's going on to a certain extent. It's been a huge help, and just so many friends, family and complete strangers just rallying around to help us and help little Flo out. It's amazing.